two, one. That's the Metal Enema on Solarfall Radio. I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Red Eagle. Come from beyond the grave, which is my mother's womb. I'm in the future of dead spirits. Come back to haunt you and to maybe teach a lesson about recycling.
What have you done with Agapornis Epicac?
I have taken over his body so that I might be able to teach some lessons to the youth of today that have forgotten the old ways.
Well, I can tell this show is going to be interesting.
You said it, Buster.
So, I'll just jump right in and...
Okay.
So...
Studio audience is having a little trouble with it. Whatever that is, I don't know.
So, it's been quite a week. As we're recording this, is actually my birthday week, although it'll be the week after when the show is actually aired.
Oh, allow me to sing a traditional birthday greeting of our people.
Okay. Hey, Chief. How long does this go on for?
Well, it depends on how long you've been alive.
My.
Got a bit of coyote in there. We start counting from the summer moons as they trace across the sky and bring us news of time to plant the bean harvest.
I see. Well,
the dances recount the story of our peoples in relation to the date of your birth.
Okay. No. I get it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Chief, you know what I was noticing? And I was maybe figured that maybe you could help me with this because you can kind of see a little further and beyond the veil than I can. Can you explain to me why all of a sudden all these lesbians seem to be coming out of the woodwork around town? I've been going all downtown and just even in my own neighborhood, and just suddenly there's all these... I don't remember all these female versions of Roger Ebert and Willie Nelson walking around. It's just like all of a sudden, did the summer... It's been raining unusually hard the last couple of months. Did all this summer wetness bring lesbians as well as mosquitoes?
The environmental changes make brain and external pressures from geopolitical situations can sometimes cause stressful changes in the female population, which we refer to as... the summer of the carpet munch.
Well, that explains. So this has happened before, is what you're trying to say.
It's a historical reoccurrence that we've seen many years to kind of ashenaka away. There was one time, much in a rainy summer like this, which gives rise to a lot of dead fish, and maybe that's the smell that brings them out of hiding, because the lakes are running over, and the fish sometimes in the dry times will get caught on land and start to stink, and so those that are backwards and do the X rub, they come out.
Well,
they sometimes come out of their hiding places in the forest because they're normally exiled to live under rocks and logs, and sometimes and they tire of this and rebirth themselves from the earth. And
then they put on their multi-tools on their belts.
They put on multi-tools and they get haircuts like John Candy, and they talk. And they come to devour each other from between their legs. So, it happens sometimes.
I see. Well, she... So we've got a good show, albeit it's going to be a very transcendent and different kind of feel.
Meditative in quality.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It was a vision quest that we had.
Yeah, absolutely.
Out here.
Yeah.
On the res. You know, that's what they call it.
You know, you gave me these little buttons that you wanted me to eat, and I'm starting to feel a little bit funny. But, you know, you said it would make the show better.
They're the finest quality.
Yeah, well, I can't stop laughing, so I guess they're working.
Maybe soon through your veil of tears, you'll see the other side when you start puking up that $6 hamburger that you had for lunch.
Yep. So, I think we might as well just go ahead and...
might as well kick off show
here. Yeah. So,
it's a ghost dance going all night.
That's right. And with that in mind, we're going to go ahead and play a song from Abzu's album Tara. This is Pillars of Mercy.
People would come from over the hills and all they wanted to do was eat the hot dog wrappers at Cubs Stadium. Celtic Frost before that did Dying God Coming Into Human Flesh, which kind of reminds me of my wife. which is kind of weird since I'm a dead baby. And Absu did the Pillars of Mercy. Reminds me of my sisters too. They were two pillars of mercy, mostly because there were these salt piles that I got left on out one time when I started to stink. And my mom thought that the ants would come and take it away, but it didn't help. They had to keep up appearances. They decided, well, we'll just bring them back inside, maybe get a welfare check.
Holy shit. In case you're not caught up on what's going on, we're here with Chief Red Eagle.
Red Eagle! Lopez and the Cult of the South Winds 4. It's chupacabras down there. But I come from the grave, was my mother's womb, to inhabit the body of Agapornis Epicac for the evening night on the metal enema.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you. You seem like you've got a lot to talk about.
I got a lot to talk about. We can go on just like the length of the summers that ran into winter without a spring.
Yeah, that's Texas for you.
That's Texas. Apache country along with the Comanche. Out down south, and my personal favorite, the Karankawa, which we call the shithead dog lickers.
Jeez. Before I forget.
Because they would take the alligator fat from the Nile crocodiles and they would rub it on themselves to keep the mosquito away. And also to make it easier to penetrate the dogs, that how they reproduce themselves, those dog licker fuckers.
Chief, you might be interested to know, we were playing Repugnance, Epitome of Darkness. That's been out for a little bit. But it's now finally available on LP.
That's a good song, Goddamn Hunger.
Yep.
It says a lot about the condition of the people when there's not to eat but pig semen and maggot hair. There's goddamn hungry out there.
So Soul Cellar Records has it on Picture LP, and LP, it comes with these two gigantic posters. One of them's a group shot of the band, black and white. The other one's like a four-color poster, but it looks like one of those old classic Slayer or Metallica posters where it has, like, you know, the cover art and the four guys at the bottom. It's
Do
really
they use
cool.
Four colors or only three?
Maybe it's only three.
Red, black, and white. And gray.
I think it's like green, purple, and black.
Green, purple, and black. Well, that's seven colors, so what kind of process is that?
It's an uneven process. It's an odd-numbered process.
It's a sacred number for the people of the East. The Kechnaanechenawa Aka, as sometimes we call them, the people that wear bear shit on their heads. We're not real fond of other people that aren't like aren't where we come from. Cult of the Red Eagle.
So, shall we talk about Deathspell Omega, their new album?
Always.
Oh, okay. Well, they've got a new album out from NED, and Ina, the Ina Offensive, is actually licensing it in the U.S. So, if you want to get it stateside, go ahead and support them at theinaoffensive.com. That's AJNAoffensive.com. The new album from Deathspell Omega, they're our band of the month. It's called Fas Ite Maledicte in Ignem Aeternum. And it is the...
That means fast cars and chicks that are stupid are easy fun on Thursday when you're bored and all there is have drunk light beer from the night before.
Do you guys do the thing where you cruise? Do you cruise the drive through of the Sonic?
No, we don't have a Sonic, but... what we do is we pull the El Camino into the medicine lodge and then back it out again. And then we switch places and pull in again, and it's like a whole new experience. Throws people off. There's dogs in the back of the truck.
So, as I said, Deathspell Omega is our band of the month. We're going to go ahead and play the first two tracks off of this.
Sounds like a ripping time.
Yeah, it's really insane music, and I'm kind of afraid to go into it with this kind of slowly melting wall peyote effect that you've given me, Chief. But this is going to be Abramation, which is the introduction track, followed by The Shrine of Mad Laughter. Hey, everybody, we're back. This is the Metal Enema on Solar Fall Radio. I'm the Undertaker.
I am Red Eagle, come from beyond the grave, was my mother's womb, to inhabit the body for the night of Agabornus Epicac, to teach the young people lost ways of 40 summers.
Very nice. We're honored to have you. So yes, that was The Shrine of Mad Laughter and Abramation from Deathspell Omega, a new album
out.
That
was a good Public Enemy album. Takes an Abramation to hold us back. I remember Chuck D one time said that when a people, when they don't have knowledge, then they just fool niggas. And I think there's a lot of true words in that, mostly like people and fools. All the other words, they're not as good. They're not as good as okesht and ka and male ekan chan kawa aine asht.
Wow.
It's quite a mouthful.
Yeah, it's an interesting dialect. So what tribe are you representing again, Chief?
The Batanka Conks.
That sounds...
We come from middle, southwest, eastern, north. By the range of the red rocks that point to the east, south, and bring the sun, the creator light, over the hills. Seems like Deathspell Omega has got kind of a religious aspect to it. I wonder if they're going to abandon that for the religion of science and have three albums that are called 3, 6, and 9, and then they'll say it's the Holy Trinity of Fatty Acids. Take on a whole fish oil type of thrust to their songs. Our song's all about... We go out for the winter up in Alaska, where the people live. And we get on boats for a long time, and there's cameramen there that come out and film it, and then they play it on the TV, and you can watch it and pretend like you actually did something with your life instead of go to work for 9 hours a day. Talking about the inflexibility of a high-grade production system that's dedicated to serving global commodities throughout the Western Hemisphere.
Hey, Chief. let me ask you something. Were you inhabiting Agapornis Epicac before we started the show? I mean, were you there? Have you been here all day?
I've been here all
day.
So
you did his job at Apple
That's
Computer
right.
today? Apple Incorporated today?
That's why stuff got done today.
So did you...
Normally he's looking at porn.
Did you learn
and
any...
his boss's tits. Because she wears these... shirts, you can look down. It's like seeing God sometimes.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did you learn anything interesting about the iPhone?
Nope. No iPhone.
I see. Well, I don't have anything to add to that other than we've got our trifixion, our deicide trifix that we sometimes do. I don't know if you've got any kind of active memory that you're sharing with Agapornis right now, but, you know,
we used to play these songs from deicide, and it was from the first three albums, because those really were the best ones to take you through a long winter. And, but I keep trying to convince the Agapornis to play the lesser known songs off of the albums, like Bible Basher and Father Baker's off Serpents of the Light, and then Confessional Rape, to kind of have a theme going, you know, about the wampum that's done upon these poor little kids as they're trying to give their devotion to the old men in between their knees, but... Hey, well, you know, some songs are better than others. We're going to tackle some current events with these songs about real people and the legends that they inspire.
Sounds good. So let's just go ahead and kick it off. This is a D-side, Christ Denied.
Congregated in the house of God, in the by their
was holy deception from Legion, and for that lunatic of God's creation, like the coyote, who's the trickster of them all. It was off D's side, and then Christ Denied, which was about like the Phoenix racing Thunderbirds across the Waco, Texas plains as the FBI come in and burn out those poor Seventh-day Adventist people.
All from Deicide, side, all classics.
David Koresh is his name.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that makes me think of the golden era of Deicide. Side. The reason we do the trifix, of course, is because, among other things, at this point, it's an educational tool to let people know that...
To let the kids know what the bands like that were back then when they were like they were.
Yeah.
Not like they are now.
Which is something else.
Which is nuking toilets.
Yeah. But... I don't know if I've ever told this story on the show, and I know that your history is an oral history tradition. So I'll
yeah.
And still is.
Oral's good.
But back when Deicide first started out, I think maybe they were still Ammon at this point. Apparently, they used to do shows where they would. They built an effigy of Christ that was like a full-size Jesus up on the cross, or I think maybe they bought one or stole one or something. And they had basically hollowed out his chest and filled it. They'd fill it with chitlins, and they'd put it up on the top, the front of the stage. And Glenn would march out on the stage right when they were going to get ready to play, and he'd scream, "Jesus had to die!" And he would kick the crucifix, the effigy of Jesus, off into the crowd, and of course it would land on the ground and all the chitlins would spill out. And a couple of their buddies in the back, they all owned a bunch of pit bulls, and they'd do is they'd take red jello powder and wipe the pit bulls down with the red jello powder to make them look blood red. And the pit bulls knew what was going to happen, that they were going to get to eat. So they'd run out and start ripping apart the effigy of Jesus, and usually the room would clear and people would be just panicking. And I wish that Deicide was still like that.
There's a lot of bands that should be like that, but sometimes it's hard to muster the power of the 7th Infantry like they did when they brought all them black fellers over from Jamaica. Come in, they were good scouts, and tough and wiry-haired, but sometimes they're too proud. They don't know what it is to be taken from their land and brought here to this place, Oklahoma. On the res.
We're in Texas, though, Chief.
You may be in Texas. But I'm buried on some blanket out on a salt marsh out there.
Okay. Now, Chief, just you were mentioning the scouts from Jamaica. You heard about them burying the N-word, right?
Oh, yeah, they should have buried some other words, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, like fallopian tube. I hate that fucking word.
Wait, both words or just fallopian?
The combination of the two rings soured my ears.
Well, would they be buried in, like, twin graves, like husband
little
and wife?
Little tiny graves.
But like, yeah, like a husband and, like a husband and wife thing where they're next to
no,
each other?
No, they'd be buried like poor families run on top of each other in one half grave, kind of standing up on end so that you can get at least four people in there.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Or like the Japanese.
Like the Japanese where they eat them.
Yeah. You know, I don't even have anything else to add to this. This is just standing so well on its own. I feel like I should just... keep us moving forward, and we're going to play some more of the new Watane. We've been featuring that a lot recently. It's called Sworn to the Dark.
This is Serpents of the Light.
No, but it could be. There's Legions of the Black Light and Serpents of... shit.
Serpents of the Light.
But this song is called Satan's Hunger.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a lot like that time when the people had nothing but potatoes as the main staple crop, and then they went bad and they called it the Satan's famine over there across the waters that never stopped bringing white people here to take our land.
All right. Here we go.
They should have buried the I word, too.
That was Pagan Savior from Autopsy's Severed Survival. Before that, the new Profanatica from Profanatias de Demonatia. That was a Cursed Nazarene Whore. And of course, before that, Watain, Satan's Hunger. So, how's it going, everybody? I'm the Undertaker.
I'm the body of Agapornis Sepkek. Come from beyond the grave to rule in the womb of Red Eagle's mother.
Wow. Where's your mom?
I don't know. She done probably spewing out some more dead children to go into the afterlife and cry tears over Coca-Cola cans that are poured onto the hillsides overlooking Los Angeles.
What do you say we play something from the new Svest? This is from the Split.
Is that like a war shirt?
Yeah, kind
the
of.
Buttons in the front.
Yeah, bulletproof vest.
It's good for stopping the little arrows with the little flint heads, but not so much against a 30-30. Or a boot heel from a U.S. cavalry soldier as they give the blankets that make you sick.
What about a Henry rifle?
What about it? Those things were damn good. I used them for killing buffalo.
I see.
Once in about 18-7 and 6, when it came out, 15 shot. No foregrip, though. The furniture is all on the back stock. We used to take little beads and put them in to decorate and show that Count Coup is what we called it. It was more like shooting the motherfuckers in the head and then cutting their hair off at the skin level. But we did that to get money for hookers.
Here we go. This is Svest. All right, that was a double dose of dark blackness. That was Vargtid from Nestron, from the Nestron Nocturnity Split 7-inch. And before that, Svest with Homo Fragilis from the Inquisitor Svest Split Vinyl 10-inch. So,
it sounds like an insult.
Which part?
All of it. Homo Fragiliter from the Svest Inquisitor 10-inch split.
It's a fast world.
Homo Fragiliter sounds reminds me of the time when me and Toecap Eagle Eye and Buffalo Hunt went in the teepee and like seeing the golden water come out and run down his face. Kind of burned on my end, but he liked it. I don't know. He said it tasted like oysters, whatever the hell that was.
God. Well, say, Chief, we're...
That memory come to me on the way over here from drinking the fire water.
Well, we got to keep the show going, Chief. So, what do you say we play some Bolt Thrower?
What do you say? Okay, that was Anti-Mayhem, and before that was Machinery Brings Mold from Black Lotus.
By request.
Stygian the Best. And before that was a Tales of the Death Guard and the Chaos God Nurgle and Plague Bearer from Baltar and the Eyes of Terror as they follow the Lord Abaddon across his final crusade out of the Eye of Terror and into the realm of the Imperium, trying to reclaim the throne from the Emperor.
You know, this doesn't sound like a Native American mythos to me.
Well, you know, when you travel time and space, you pick up a lot of things and you hear people, you know, the N-word standing out on the corner. He talks a lot of smack in the afterworld. So you hear shit, you bring it with you. Sound good?
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. The band Black Lotus that we just played.
Stygian, the Best.
They're from Canada. It's former members of Goat War and All Father. That was by request. See, we do play requests. That was actually sent to us.
Put it out on the tomatoanima@gmail.com.
Yeah, and
you put it out on the electronic wind, and sometimes it like blows around like a plastic bag that you film for hours, and sometimes it actually you drive over it and it sticks to your muffler and stinks for a while, and you're driving and you keep saying, God damn it, where's the burning plastic smell? Last thing I need now is something wrong fucked up in my car. And it keeps persisting, and you think back, maybe it was that bag I ran over a while back. And so one night you finally stop and you just can't take it anymore. But it's been raining out and you don't want to get your knees too wet. So you kind of crouch down underneath the truck. And sure enough, goddamn plastic HEB bag littering. It's gotten caught up under the truck and it's burning itself to the muffler and stinks something awful. Kind of like if you work too much at a video or record store and you have the CDs that people open and then they bring back because they probably recorded them somehow, but they just want to scam the place so they have a receipt that's for the same price CD. Before you get smart and put the title of the CD on the receipt. And so you bring back something that you don't want, like Malice Maleficarum or something like that from Pestilence, and you take it back and you exchange it for some other CD that you do want, like the second Morgoth album, until you decide that you don't like that, and then you sell it, and then some 20 years later you wish that you hadn't sold it because it's actually pretty good. But anyway, so then every time you're driving and you see a bag blowing around like a request to the Metal Enema, you say, oh, I don't want to run over this bag because goddamn telephone ringing got me on my mind. Oh, that's a song, some other song of another tribe that we spit on because I think it's the Georgia Satellites. But you don't want to run over the plastic bag because you keep thinking, no, it's going to get caught up under my fender and then adhese itself like burning shrink wrap to the underside of my truck. And you think maybe it might get caught up under the axle and cause it to wrap around and get sucked into the gear shaft, and then you'll be fucked because you can't change gears and you're stuck in drive, but you can't stop, and then you turn off the truck, but because you didn't put it in park, you can't get your keys out. Never can tell these days. Some things, they seem fanciful and shiny.
Apparently. Wow, I tell you what, this has been an overwhelming show for me. It's been quite enlightening, quite entertaining, and I've never been so rapt in attention to something other than just our normal dialogue with myself and Agapornis. But I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
When he's here.
Yeah. You're going to need to give him back to me at some point, though,
Chief.
Oh,
I don't know about that. This is pretty good. He's looking good for the bosses at work.
Well, let him stick around for a couple.
Fucking tomahawk those motherfuckers, though.
Well, he would do that too, so not much difference. All right, well, we've got just one more block of songs for you guys. I guess we're going to go ahead and just play it right now. It's Pleasure to Kill, Creator.
Yeah, Arnold, pleasure.
That was Black Ash Snowfall from Krieg's Destruction Ritual. Before that, Black Force Domain from Chrissian's Black Force Domain. And opening that up was Pleasure to Kill from Creator's Pleasure to Kill.
That was the KKK set.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, they come and they're just, you know, they're just protecting their people. Just like we're protecting our people. But we don't have a written alphabet, so we don't have a way to designate our secret society.
Well, yeah, you do. You have ARM. Or the Indian the
Aryan Resistance Movement.
No. They're
up in West Virginia.
Yeah, but there is an Indian movement, and I forget what it's called. It was Leonard Peltier. He was involved in that incident at Oglala or whatever.
Oglala, I remember that place. That was a good time. He's wrongly accused of not killing people, because that boy was a mean shot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he could take you out from 2 miles away, but he always looked for an edge, have the sun at his back, or a fly. Sometimes he'd say he goes up to practice, but we knew better. He was just, trying to make his own medicine, as he called it. Dirty son of a bitch owes me $50.
Well, this has been a heck of a show. I tell you, we should have guests more often. But
well, we should, because it's a good time for me. I'm reliving the glory days that I never saw because I was dead in my mother's womb, the place of no puppies. It's been Metal Enema.
Yes, it has been.
Red Eagle Worship Cult Lopez taking over Agaporna Sepkek.
And I've been The Undertaker. And
you can go on myspace.com/Metal Enema if you want to look at a girl's boobies. And then you can go to jailbaitgallery.com. If you want to look at some little girls that are almost, well, they got grass on the field, but they shave it off, so it's okay. It's okay to play ball on them. Just wear rubber, because you don't know how many people of the spit tooth tribe they've been with.
I have nothing else to add. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks, Chief. We liked having you.